Talking about
it. Hey, welcome back to Roop & Co. We got your final podcast, chapters 21 through 24. We'll start off with a question. How do you think Doc's death affected PK in the final chapters of the book?
I think if Doc was still around, it still would have, like, affected his decision on going to the mines or not. He would have talked to Doc about, like, what he thought Doc's thoughts were on his decision to leave town and go do something so dangerous.
I feel like it could have been easier for PK if Doc would have, like, talked to him, because Doc just kind of went off and into the cave and left him a little note. But I feel like if Doc would have, like, explained to him that he was getting old, PK could have been better off, like Big Hetty did early in the story. She explained to him why, or, like, that it was her time to go.
Yeah, but PK knew that if Doc would have told him, then he would have, like, tried to stop him. So that, I think that's why Doc didn't tell PJ he was going to kill him, or, like, go die in the cave.
I think Doc's death kind of, like, helped PK kind of, like, I don't know, grow up in a way. Instead of always asking Doc for advice and stuff, he started to make some decisions on his own and kind of find, like, the power of one, like he's kind of been searching for, and kind of helped him to break out of his camouflage.
So I thought that was good for him.
Yeah, and I thought it was good that Doc ended up dying in the cave instead of somewhere else. Like, I feel like Doc was at peace when he finally did pass away.
Yeah, I think it brought PK a lot of peace, knowing that he was in the cave and safe.
Where he wanted to be.
That was where he wanted to be. And what do you think of the part where, like, Doc's spirit came in, like, the form of a mamba?
I thought it was kind of cool that Doc, like, PK said he didn't need a sign, but I feel like he would have wanted one, and I feel like the black mamba was, like, I thought that was kind of cool that it happened, like, when he went back up to the cave and not just, like, later in the story.
I thought it was interesting also how they used, like, the symbolism of the mamba to show, like, when, like, to show when PK's, like, life was in danger. Mm-hmm. Like, when he had the dream about it, he recognized the, what do they call that fuse? The,
I don't know. It was, like, the hidden fuse or whatever.
Yeah, the one that, like, you know what I mean? But, like, they couldn't see that it was burning. And, like, he said that his dream that he had of the mamba was the only reason he recognized that even was taking place, and, like, it saved his life, which I thought was, like, pretty cool.
Yeah, how the, like, black mamba saved PJ's life and helped him out. It kind of reminded me of Moana, how her grandma came back as a manta ray.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird how, like, PK, he wasn't scared of the mamba at all, and, like, how the mamba, like I said, was only, like, 6 inches from his face, but he wasn't nervous at all.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like it was from Doc. I feel like he wasn't scared because he felt like that was Doc, like, trying to give him a sign. I feel like that's the only reason he wasn't as scared as he could have been, with the snake being so close to him.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you guys think of the fight in chapter 21 at the about the tadpole angel?
Like with that Gideon?
Yeah, with Gideon.
Oh, with Gideon Mandama?
Yeah.
That was wild, dude. Like, I mean, wild. That was, like, by far the biggest fight we'd seen PK have in the book. I mean, just so many people showed up, and, like, it reaffirmed his place as the tadpole angel. And I thought that was, like,
what, didn't it say there were, like, 10,000 people in there watching that fight?
Yeah.
Then they,
go ahead.
I thought it was cool how they kind of had that. They were doing the tadpole angel chant, and then at the end of the book, even though Doc had never heard the chant, he wrote the music and gave PK those notes that he was able to use to play the piano.
Yeah, I think that was cool. I mean, the fact that, like, I mean, like, they almost played it off as, like, Doc was just, like, so in touch with Africa, like, Africa was what he saw as his home, despite the fact that he wasn't born there, wasn't raised there. He considered Africa, like, the place where he belonged. So I thought it was cool that Doc wrote the music that the natives also chanted, showing that, like, he belonged there.
Yeah, I thought when Doc wrote that piece of music for PK, I thought it was going to be something completely different. Like I thought it was going to be really good, but I had no clue it was going to be the tadpole angel chant.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either, but
I thought it was cool that it turned out to be.
Yeah. How do you think the fight with the judge at the end of the book kind of helped finish the novel and wrap it up for PK?
I feel like it tied his whole life together. Like,
yeah.
He got his revenge over a kid who tormented him for years of his early life.
Yeah, and I think it like finally gave him closure. Like he never has to worry about the judge or anything.
Yeah, and I mean like that one time he was talking about with how he couldn't tell him that the reason that he wanted to be welterweight champion is because of a dead chicken. Mm-hmm. I think he was able to finally kind of let that go after the fight, help him move on from that.
What'd you guys think of the fight? Like, what were your thoughts, like, while you were reading it?
I thought it was really intense.
Yeah. It was a lot more violent than I was expecting. I was like...
Yeah. I thought he was just going to knock
him out. It wasn't as much of a fight as it was just a beating. BK was just beating him. I was like...
And when he, like, when he carved his name into the judge, I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah, I was like, that is assault. Deadly weapon.
And everybody else just, like, watched it happen.
Yeah, they didn't even, like,
just, like, yeah, they were all, like, flabbergasted. They were like, what?
Do you guys think, like, he would have consequences for that fight? Like, do you think anyone's going to care enough?
I feel like I feel like people are scared of him now. Yeah. Or, like, scared of what he can do, but they still respect him because of, like, how hard he worked. But I feel like they would be too scared to, like, go up and fight him. Especially if they're, like, drunk, like he was. Like, I feel like it could be really bad if that were to happen again. But I feel like it was the judge, so he took all of his anger out throughout his life on. He took it out at that moment.
And also, I don't think anybody would say anything because PK gained so much respect from being such, like, a good grizzly and stuff that I don't think anyone will say anything about it. And, like... down on at the mines, like nobody really cares what happens. So
true. Yeah. I mean, at the start when he first showed up, it said he almost got pack raped. So it's like, seems like kind of a lawless place.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty dangerous place to be. So speaking of PK not getting raped by multiple people, what did you guys think of Rasputin? The dude that like saved him from that.
Well, obviously he was really important because he saved PK's life when, you know, he almost died in the mines. But I feel like he was kind of a small character, but ended up having one of the biggest impacts, like saving PK's life.
You know, I think it was good that PK found someone to be a friend at that mine. Just like a lot of people there were like ex-cons and murderers and stuff.
Would you guys have expected Rasputin to like give his life for PK?
I mean, I was not really expecting that, no. I mean, like, how they had talked, Rasputin couldn't speak English very well. And so, like, their relationship was pretty cool to me that they were able to be such good friends and that they would just kind of hang out together but wouldn't talk a whole bunch. And the fact that Rasputin gave up his life was, I thought, showed just kind of PK's character and how much he meant to people and how kind of famous and liked he was by everybody.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting him to, like, give up his life. Like, I feel like that might have been kind of over the top, but...
Yeah, I feel like he really didn't need
it.
Yeah, I feel like it was unnecessary. Like, the other guys were going to come down and help him. Yeah, but he was like, I got to do this.
But I guess, like, that's just... It was, like, that important to him that he couldn't, like, afford letting someone else maybe mess it up or cause some kind of rubble slide that could have hurt PK.
Do you think PK made the right decision going to the mines in the first place instead of going to college?
I mean, I think it was the right decision to go to the mines, but I definitely think he should have quit before he did.
Yeah.
Because everyone was telling him, like, he needed to, like, get out of the mines, and it was getting way too dangerous. He'd been there for way too long. Yeah. He just, like, didn't really listen and decided to try to break the record.
And he started having those dreams, too. And, like, when people said that when you have those, you don't leave.
Yeah.
But I think it was really good for him because, like, it said he said that, like, toughened up his knuckles and, like, it just made him a lot stronger in general. So that was good for his boxing career.
Yeah, going back to what you said, I feel like Doc could have influenced that decision to go to the mines. I'm not sure if it was necessarily the right one for him. Like, I feel like he felt an obligation to go do this, but he could have had a lot easier life if he chose to go to college and become a lawyer, do whatever. He could have had a lot easier life for himself.
Yeah, I mean, I think he kind of had, he could have chosen the easier path, like you said, but I mean, that's just not really like PK's character. He wants to work for everything, he wants to earn it on his own. And like when he rejected the loan for Rhymin, I mean, I just don't understand like why he would do that, because like I wouldn't do it myself. But for him to do that and earn it on his own, working as a Grizzly, was, I thought, was pretty impressive and kind of testament to his character.
Let's see. What are you guys' thoughts on the end of the book? Like, did you think it was a suitable ending? Did you think it was kind of anticlimactic, or do you think it was the perfect amount of climacticness? Your thoughts?
Honestly, like, throughout the story, I thought at some point he was going to become welterweight champion of the world. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I mean, that would have been kind of cool to see that actually turn out, to see him start boxing from such a young age and become champion of the world. I thought that was going to happen, but I think it was a good ending to tie up the story and to really, like, be comfortable with himself and have his closure.
Yeah, I think it was a really good ending, because the book is about him growing up and, like, finding himself. And I think, like, that how he, like, beat up the judge, it was really good for him to get closure on that subject. And, like, just the whole book was, like, about how the judge, like, tormented him as a child. So finally getting his, like, revenge on him, I guess, was really good for him.
Yeah, I mean, that torment from when he was at the boarding school originally, I think that kind of fueled PK's entire life, and that was kind of his driving force behind who he wanted to be. And to, you know, defeat the judge at the end just gave him closure on that whole situation, and so he can move on, and hopefully he's able to continue to find himself and figure out what he's supposed to be, and eventually come welterweight champion of the world. I think he'll still keep thriving for that.
Driving. Yeah, I didn't really think that PK beating up the judge was as much getting revenge, but as much maybe him proving to himself that he just wasn't that person anymore.
Yeah.
He wasn't that scared kid that needed his camouflage and needed to protect himself from the world around him. He was willing to put himself out there and face, like, anything that came his way. Yeah. So, like, beating, like, the first person to, like, make him do that, make him
have a camouflage. Miserable.
Yeah. Was just kind of him, like, finally overcoming who he used to be.
And that showing himself that, like, he's a new person.
I got a quote here that says, "The need to win had become everything, and the head had become more important than the heart. Hoppy's advice had worked too well." PK said that he just always kept winning and always getting better and better, and never had, like, really tasted what defeat was until he didn't get the scholarship. Do you guys think that might have helped him later on in life, or might help him to grow overall, or what do you guys think of that?
I mean, yeah, because I would assume that needing to succeed and needing to win like that would get exhausting over time, and I feel like the fact that he lost just gave him kind of a mental break, showed himself that he is capable of doing that, that he is human, that he can fail just like everyone else.
And I think failure is always good. Like, you gotta fail to know, like, to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, by him never failing before, I feel like it must have been, like, really hard for him, since that was the first time he's ever not succeeded.
Yeah, I think it was good that, I think it's kind of cool that Hoppy still, like, he didn't stay in the story for long, but he still had one of the biggest impacts for his for PK and for his life. I feel like it wouldn't have been the same ending if PK wouldn't have had that defeat, and if he would have got the scholarship, I feel like he would have actually gone to college. But I don't know, I feel like if he didn't taste that, he wouldn't have had the same closure he got at the end of the story with the judge.
Yeah, I know, like, he kind of said something along the lines of, like, the people around him had always known him to be a winner, and he'd always won, but he had failed them this time. And I think that was probably tough for him to, like, kind of grasp or, like, move on from at first. But I think once he was able to do that, he was able to really grow and help him become more, like, ready for the rest of his life and for when he has to experience more hardships.
Yeah, it was really, like, the first time in the book we'd seen PK, like, let down the people around him, where he didn't, like, rise to the occasion, where he couldn't be perfect. Yeah. I think that was a pretty important part of the story.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, kind of at the end of the book, once he had all the money from the Grizzly, I mean, he was able to, he said he could go to Oxford again. Mm. And so he was
it seemed like he was excited to tell kind of the people around him and everybody that he was going to be able to go and that they'd be proud of him again.
Do you want any questions you want to ask?
What did you guys think of the book as a whole? And, like, if there was a sequel, like, would you guys read it?
I mean, I'm sure I would read it because in the sequel, he'd probably, like, actually become World Heavyweight Champion of the world. We'd get to see that, and I'd want to see that.
That'd be a good book.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to kind of see the boxing career as it unfolded and help, like, kind of, like, see some of his upcoming fights now that after a year off to see if he still got it and if he could go pro.
Do you guys think that PK would have gone to college and became a lawyer and, like, did boxing on the side? Or do you think he would just, like, put everything into boxing and just, like, try to go straight to the pros?
I'm sure he's going to become world champion of the world at some point. Because the book has shown that, like, that's his number one goal in life and nothing can stop him from achieving it. So I think PK is eventually going to achieve that. I think the book not even showing it is just kind of, like, and acknowledging the fact that, like, we know what's going to happen and we know that he's going to eventually get there.
Yeah. I feel like he might have gone to college, but I feel like it would have been hard for him to juggle, like, working out and training so hard to become the champion. I feel like it would have been really hard for him. I don't know if he would have quit halfway through, but, like, if it just got too hard or he got in trouble with the school because he boxes so much, like, I don't know.
I mean, he'd always kind of juggled the boxing and the schoolwork, but he's always put boxing first. So I think if he was trying to juggle both at the same time, he'd eventually have to kind of give up on the schoolwork, especially if it became too much, because boxing was his one real passion. So I think with that,
is that we'll
close it up.
All right.
So, yeah. Thank you for joining us on our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and we will catch you sometime.